so today we're going to talk about combine latest. It's very similar to zip, although the way that it combines together values is different than zip. And so let's look at that, and so we can understand what it is and why it's useful. So we have x's and y's, and what we're doing is x's combine latest y's, and they have to give it a function, f, which takes basically two parameters, a value from the left and a value from the right, or x's and y's, and then does some thing with it. We'll call that function f. And so this is what combine latest looks like. Now, we mentioned before that with merge, that the x's and y's had to have the same type. And we've also mentioned that with zip, they didn't have to have the same type, because we have this combining function. Combine latest is also like zip, that x's and y's don't have to have the same type. So let's draw the exact same diagram that we had with zip. So we have triangle, 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 square, square, square. And then we need to figure out how to combine these together. Now with zip, what we did is we did what's called like an ordinal combination. So combine things based by their order, their position in the stream. With combine latest, it's different. What we're going to do is we're going to combine them based on the latest value that's on each stream. So you can think of each stream having like the latest value at any point in time. So the latest value for x's at this point in time would be this one. At this point in time would be this one, and so on. And y's at this point in time, the latest value would be this one. And at any point in time, you can say what the latest value is on a stream. And what combine latest does is whenever the latest value changes on one of the streams, we produce a new combined latest. So for example, at this point, there is no combined latest of x's and y's, because neither x's nor y's have a latest value. At this point, x's has the latest value, but y's does not, so we still don't produce one. However, at this point, they now both have a latest value, so we combine together these things. Using the function f, we produce a combination of the two down below. And so now, with zip, the next combination was this point. But instead, with combined latest, since the latest changes on x is here, we now produce a new combined latest at this point with f at this point. Again, it changes at this point. F, it's going to change again at this point, but notice how, look, this value actually gets combined twice with two values, which couldn't happen with zip, and like this. So this will produce a new value here, F, F. And that is how combined latest works. I'm not going to go into the completion and error semantics because Jeff already covered that with zip, and the same combination policy applies with when there's a completed message or an error message. And so that is the semantics for combined latest.